pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for girls basketball. And joining me, head coach of the Storm Lake St. Mary's Panthers, head coach Nick Landgraf. And first, coach, it's been a few games since I've seen your team. Talk us through a little bit about what you've seen out of your squad in the last five games.
Well, we continue to make progress on being a little bit more confident offensively. Really wanted to focus on getting more shot attempts per quarter, not being so passive, and we've been getting more shot attempts the last few games, not shooting a better percentage. We've had great looks out of the offense. We just unfortunately haven't been able to convert some of those, so that's been a positive. Still struggling with handling a full court press consistently. We show flashes where it's not an issue at all and we can get down the floor and transition, and there's other times we kind of revert back to some old habits that are a bit of an Achilles heel for us. And then we've really been doing a good job of crashing the offensive glass here the last couple of games. When we played up at Grettinger Tuesday night, we had 13 offensive rebounds, which would be a season high for us, and that was a collective effort on three or four girls all hitting the boards pretty consistently.
You look at one of the outputs we've talked about across that five-game stretch. The third quarter at Newell Fonda, a tough place to play in a lopsided game, but if you dial into the third quarter, what did you really see out of your team there, 21 points in that third quarter against Newell Fonda?
That is the best quarter we've had. You know, by that point in time, halftime, game was over. Just you look at Newell's pace and their pressure and just what that margin was, and it's like, you know, the pressure was off the girls. Like, they just went out there and played, like we've been talking about, and they played with some confidence, hit a couple of shots. Neely hits back-to-back threes, and then Newell takes a timeout, and I made the comment that she's probably not getting another look, and she ends up hitting a couple more threes that quarter, hits three that second half. Ruby hit a three in that stretch. Isabel got three field goals, scoring 6 points in that quarter, so the potential is there. It's just a matter of, again, getting them to believe in themselves and play with that confidence that they showed.
Talk a little bit about that. You kind of hit on it there with the confidence side of things. Like you said, it's a lopsided game by that point. But what can the team really take away? I mean, Newell Fonda, A, is a tough place to play and a tough team to play in conference. But scoring 21 points and going toe-to-toe with them in the third quarter has got to just be a humongous confidence builder going forward.
Yeah, it was. Well, the other piece I'd discussed with the girls, too, was it wasn't us scoring against, you know, the back end of their bench. They scored 22 that quarter, and the bulk of their points were scored by their starters. So we were going against, you know, the top of their lineup there for a good portion of the quarter, too. So them understanding that was also a really big confidence builder, that they were able to, for a period, compete with a top team in the state.
Chatting with head coach Nick Landgraf of Storm Lake St. Mary's Panther girls basketball, and you talked about it, the team's last time out back on Tuesday, you fell short against GTRA. Walk us through a little bit of what you were seeing in that game, a game that your team had 5 points in each the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Turnovers were a huge factor first half. Just forcing the issue, not making passes at appropriate angles, telegraphing passes, things like that that we'd started to work through, and then unfortunately we kind of reverted back to some old habits, like I said. We got a lot of shot attempts. I don't even think we shot 20% from the game, though, unfortunately. And we go back and look at our shot chart. We had 15 misses inside 8 feet. And in a game like that, you convert those, what are typically high-percentage shots. We have a ball game there second half instead.
And then last question for you, Coach. What are you hoping to see out of your team tonight against Pocahontas Area, another road game here in the slate against the Indians?
Well, Pocahontas is a top three team in the conference. They play a fast pace. They shoot a lot of threes. So them playing that fast pace, again, we've got to be ready for that full court pressure that we know we're going to see and be able to handle that. We need to make sure that we're getting back in transition to protect our rim. We need to make sure we're closing out well on the perimeter because, you know, half their shot attempts are threes, but it's not just a couple of kids. They've got eight girls that are shooting at least one three a game, and I think four of them are shooting four-plus threes per game. So you can't just focus on, you know, a couple of people on the floor with their depth.
All right, Coach, sounds good. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
And that was head coach Nick Landgraf of the Storm Lake St. Mary's Panther girls basketball team. Pregame coverage continues next. It's on Mix 101.7.